NFL Daily, today discussing Offensive Rookie of the Year candidates. That's right. All these guys just got drafted. Let's find out who are the guys that are in the best situation for Offensive Rookie of the Year. So, Sam, I'll let you start. Who are you looking at for Offensive Rookie of the Year possibilities?
Yeah, it's actually tough this year. Normally, you have a bunch of quarterbacks that you expect to be the favorites for Offensive Rookie of the Year. This year, you know, the NFL obviously decided that this quarterback group was not worthy of taking high, certainly not worthy handing starting gigs. The only one of these guys I think that's going to get any kind of extended starting play in year one is Kenny Pickett, and I expect that to wait a while. I'm not sure we'll see him for the first month or so. And frankly, I don't expect he'll be great even when he gets on the field. So I'm ruling out the quarterbacks. They're not going to win it.
Don't rule out Pickett yet over at DraftKings. He does have the best odds at plus 500. So yeah, they are buying into the first round quarterback.
Right. But that's because they aren't paying attention to how he plays. Like, Kenny Pickett is not winning Rookie of the Year. Wide receivers. It's an interesting group of wide receivers, but Jameson Williams may miss a few weeks with his injury. I don't know that the situation is necessarily amazing for a bunch of these wide receivers. Garrett Wilson could be great, but we need Zach Wilson to play well. Same thing with Drake London. Like, all of a sudden, we need Marcus Mariota to hold up his end of the bargain. Treylon Burks, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, I think, for him to be a real impact player. Jahan Dotson, maybe. I actually think sneakily Sky Moore, just because of the landing in Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes and the space in that offense, Sky Moore could be a really interesting bet for Rookie of the Year. You know, Green Bay, Christian Watson, because of what they've traded away and therefore have available in terms of targets. But really, I keep coming back to the two running backs, Breece Hall and Kenneth Walker. I think those are the two guys that there was investment made in them, that their offenses are going to want to lean on them, and they may end up having massive workloads year one. And if they show well, that's probably your best bet, right?
Yeah, Breece Hall's plus 900. He's got the third best odds, or fifth best odds, actually, of all the rookies. Kenneth Walker, a little bit worse, plus 1,200. So Hall's the guy that I come back to, just because you got the Shanahan system, their recent investment in the offensive line, and it looks like it'll be a decent run-blocking offensive line. And they want to take some pressure off of Zach Wilson in New York. So I definitely think Breece Hall. I like where you talked yourself into Sky Moore, though, because he has the same odds as the other guy I wanted to highlight, which is Chris Olave. So Chris Olave, wide receiver from the Saints, playing with Jameis Winston, same exact odds as Sky Moore, and I think for similar reasons, right? Sky Moore might get some volume from the Chiefs. They're trying to replace Tyreek Hill. Who knows if it's going to be Sky Moore, Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. But in New Orleans, not only did they, you know, invest in a receiver in Chris Olave, they traded up a million picks to go get him. Millions of picks to go get Chris Olave. Now, what you have in Jameis Winston is a guy that's willing to take chances, is going to throw the ball beyond the sticks. And even with Michael Thomas there, you know, when Michael Thomas is there and healthy, maybe they're stealing receptions from each other. But I think Olave has a chance to be that high-volume receiver in the Saints' passing attack. And I think he'd be a nice bet for offensive rookie.
Yeah, and it's a tough. I normally you see a bunch of these guys that have landed in great situations, and you're automatically expecting some serious production out of a lot of them. This year, I think you've got to go a little bit deeper than that, and try and almost pick a guy that doesn't necessarily automatically have a lot of production, but will, you know, has a good shot that it could, if things break their way, they could be the guy. And I think that's where Sky Moore comes in. I think you can make a similar case for a guy like George Pickens, somebody that had, you know, high-end first-round type of talent slip to the second round because of maybe attitude concerns or maturity issues or whatever it is. Problem is, again, in order for Pickens to be good, you need Kenny Pickett to be good. So I think automatically there's a lot of these guys who don't seem to be in a phenomenal situation for them to have day one success.
Or Pickett becomes Mitch Trubisky's favorite target. And Trubisky just keeps the job, and George Pickens at plus 4,000 looks like a pretty good bet. It's not a great bet, only in the fact that Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool, we would assume, have to start above Pickens on the depth chart. But you and I both really like Pickens' talent, and you're talking about like a boom or bust type of player. The boom could be incredible for George Pickens if he's out there, if he's healthy, and if he hits the ground running. The talent is undeniable. He brings ball skills you know, to the X receiver position for the Steelers that, you know, that they don't really have there. What about the rest of the quarterbacks, though? Because Pickett is the favorite, but will Malik Willis, I'm probably never going to see the field. Matt Corral does have better odds than him, just because you're more likely to see Matt Corral in Carolina. Could he be that long shot just because there's at least a path to the field because it's only Sam Darnold stopping him?
Yeah, Corral, I think, has a shot because he could at least end up starting. And if he does, it's probably because he's playing at a viable level. So if Matt Corral ends up starting the entire season with Carolina and keeping his head above water, that could be enough in this year to have him rank as Rookie of the Year. James Cook is another name I think that's kind of interesting. The running back that Buffalo Bills selected. I've been saying it for a while that James Cook is like 80% of Dalvin Cook across the board. 80% is good, 80% is big, 80% is explosive, blah, blah, blah. 80% of Dalvin Cook would win you Rookie of the Year, you know? So if he's that guy and the Bills give him enough volume over the course of the season to show that he's that guy, James Cook could sneak a Rookie of the Year nomination.
Can we talk offensive linemen here? Because the betting odds certainly don't want to talk about them. All of the top tackles are plus 10,000 exactly. So is Tyler Linderbaum, the center. Nobody's expecting these guys to ever get any kind of votes. Like, at PFF, we've made inroads. We've made inroads across the league. We've the all-pro voting, Pro Bowl voting in general. I feel like a lot of the voting has gotten smarter, especially when it comes to in the trenches, where we do, you know, we quantify things that have never been quantified. But man, we need to get offensive linemen some Offensive Player of the Year votes and some Offensive Rookie of the Year votes. So I would vote for one of these. Whoever the best offensive lineman is in this particular year, where maybe there aren't great situations at the skill positions, this would be a year for an Evan Neal or an Ike Ekwonu to grade well, perform well on the field, and get recognized as Offensive Rookie of the Year. Can it ever happen?
No. I mean, if it's not going to happen in years where Tristan Wirfs comes in and is maybe the best right tackle in the game from day one, or Rashawn Slater comes in and goes, you know, toe-to-toe with Myles Garrett and holds his own, if it's not going to happen then, it's not going to happen. So I'm with you. I think they should be in, you know, in these types of awards in the discussion, but clearly the NFL is not doing that. Like, they're just not, they don't acknowledge offensive linemen for awards like this. Like last year when we were giving out the PFF awards, Trent Williams should have been in Offensive Player of the Year discussions. Never was, right? It just doesn't happen. The league does not yet recognize offensive linemen as the same as the guys that can put up yards or touchdowns. So I think those guys should be in the conversation, but definitely are not for the purposes of who's actually going to win the award.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're almost done with the podcast here, but to be clear, we are predicting who's going to win the actual award. And at PFF, we will give, you know, the linemen a little bit of love in these awards. So this is more predicting what the NFL will do. By the way, NFL Pod is your promo code. You get 25% off any PFF subscription right now, Edge or Elite. You get full year, you get monthly, but you get 25% off all of the grades, stats, fantasy rankings, betting, whatever you want. It's all there at PFF.com. Use the promo code NFL Pod. All right, Sam, anyone else that you want to highlight here? Damian Pierce, I think, is the other guy who the odds are showing. You know, he's plus 2,000. It's not crazy. But for a fourth-round pick, running back for the Houston Texans, there is a path to the field for Damian Pierce. And the way he runs, I see him just maybe being that early down workhorse for the Texans. The guy is really difficult to tackle. He can get to 10 touchdowns, all that fun stuff. I think Damian Pierce could be a nice play here, too.
So of all these guys that are, you know, the betting favorites, who would be the one that you would go with?
I'd go Breece Hall. You know, I think in a year where the quarterbacks have questions, the running back is, again, if they just get 1,000 yards, even though 1,000 yards means nothing, really, as far as it's not that many per game, it's just attractive to the voters. You get 1,000 yards, you'll have 7 or 8 touchdowns. Fantasy people will love you, and I think the voters will love you as well. So I'd go Breece Hall if I was putting money down.
Yeah, I think Breece Hall is probably my most likely guy to get it done. The two guys ahead of him in the odds are Kenny Pickett and Drake London. I think Breece Hall has a better chance of those guys. If I was picking what the best bet would be, I think Garrett Wilson at plus 1,000 and just sort of hope that Zach Wilson has a breakout year this year. If he does, and Garrett Wilson hits the ground running the way a lot of these other wide receivers have in recent years, you could definitely see him maybe not putting up a Ja'Marr Chase kind of season, but, you know, a step just below that, which is rookie of the year worthy.
And the other guy I would lean on is Olave, who I mentioned earlier, just because of the Jameis factor, he'll get some opportunity. So let us know, who do you think is going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year? BFF. All day.